The Cubs and Reds starting a series Monday at Wrigley Field, and prior to the game, Chicago honored their one-time manager, the late Don Baylor. Cubs would have several big innings in this one, including the bottom of the fourth, as John Jay steps to the plate.
2-2, pulled fair. Let's see if Hayward can score, as that ball will rattle around the corner. Gary Jones is going to send him. Jay on his way to third. Safe, it's a triple. Got a four-man outfield right now. How about that? Teams might have done it against Mark McGwire. Otto on his way to second. He's got a double.
Pitch is swung out, driven the opposite way, past the third baseman, into the left field corner. One run is in, Schwarber. Rounding third and coming home, Hayward. Holding up at third is Baez. Montgomery in at second base.
The Cubs blow it open. They take the series opener 15-5 over the Reds as Jose Quintana wins. He's 7-10. Scooter Gennett became the first in Major League history to hit 4 home runs in a game and pitch in the same season. He connected for his 20th home run in the 8th. The Cubs, with a couple of big innings, run away from the Reds 15-5 in the series opener Monday at Wrigley Field. After the game, here's Cubs manager Joe Maddon on the win.
No, he has. He's done a great job. He's good at bats, hitting the ball hard also, not just singles. I think his OPS is right around 900, I think, something right now. It's crazy. Great job. He's done a lot of other little things, talking to different younger players also. He really does a nice job of mentoring. But good at bat. He wants to play, loves to play. He likes what's going on, and he has definitely stirred our drink. Did it in Tampa Bay, so I don't offend anybody. In Tampa Bay with Tomei, Ortiz, and Hafner, and I think Josh Hamilton too. It started with in 2002, actually, in the World Series. Sutherland wanted us to play 4 outfielders against Bonds, but at that time was nobody did crazy shifts at that time. So it's Gary that wanted to do it, so it's always stuck in my head when we went to the Rays. We had all the charts, and so it didn't make any sense to cover the other side against those guys. They never hit the ball on the ground over there, but they put balls in the gaps. Votto right now is ungodly. So just whatever you do, you're taking chances anyhow. It's almost like Tony Gwynn when he was good, actually moving as the ball was pitched to try to be in the right spot or distract him. But we did it in that situation for a reason. We didn't do it with Montgomery for another reason, but we'll continue to throw it out there when we think it's the right thing to do.
Tuesday, Kyle Hendricks starts for the Cubs against Luis Castillo of the Reds.